This is Beth Barbush with Remington Youth Project Radio. I had the pleasure of speaking with Miss Annie R. Gardner, a longtime member of the Remington community. Miss Annie shared with me how she became a part of the Guardian Angel Church and some memories about the pastor at that time, Mr. Cromer.
Gardner. I've been at the Guardian Angel since I was 10 years old. I'll be 91 next month. I taught Sunday school. I was in the choir. Can't sing a note today, but in those days I was able to sing pretty good. I've been on the vestry. I'm on calling committees. My son is an Episcopal priest. I grew up in the church, and I'm very happy here. I found it very friendly place to be. When I was a little girl, I decided that I should go to church somewhere. So I went around trying different churches. I went to a little church up on Keswick Road. I was 10 years old, and they wanted me to come up and confess my sins. I wasn't sure at that age what my sins were. I was intimidated by being singled out in the congregation. And I wandered down here to the Guardian Angel and found myself a home, and I've been here ever since. At that time, that was when I was 10 years old, and I'm 90 years old now. And Mr. Cromer, who was the priest here at that time, he was here for 52 or 56 years, I've forgotten which, just made me feel welcome, and I never left. He was unique. His whole life was the church. He'd go around the neighborhood giving people food that needed it during the Depression. And, you know, he was just a good man. He was called the Pied Piper of Remington. In the summertime, when they had a daily vacation Bible school, he had a drum. It's over in the church. And he'd go through the neighborhood beating this drum. And the children would fall in behind him. And there's a picture of him doing that, and it says it was called the Pied Piper of Remington. He was really a good man.